Let's start with a prayer, asking the Lord to be here. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray that your presence be with us, and also that we receive in abundance the fruit of the Spirit, that special fruit, joy, in today's worship service. Lord, with smiles on our faces and renewed strength and hope and restoration, may we be changed in our worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, to exhibit joy in our life and let it flow out onto others. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin with some words back and forth. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Let us then go to our Heavenly Father rejoicing, confident of His forgiveness for Jesus' sake. We take a few moments in silent reflection. Heavenly Father, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have failed to exhibit joy, the fruit of your Holy Spirit, in our thinking, speaking, and acting. We have let the sorrows of this world mask the joy inside. We have not always told the glad news of deliverance. Our Lord Jesus revealed his person and ministry through his words and actions. In your great mercy, forgive, renew, and lead us so that we may be revealed as his faith-filled followers to the glory of your holy name. Amen. The God whose glory is revealed in the human life of Jesus hears your confession and for Jesus' sake alone forgives you. Therefore, as a called and ordained servant of Jesus and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With joy we now rise to sing our song of praise. They'll know we are Christians.